Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, dealing with vague feedback, part two. Here we go.
Okay, so we demonstrated some character by saying thanks and then, and then subsequently then saying that we're open to feedback. We're always looking to improve or something along those lines. That's great. But if my boss said I wasn't being a leader, like I want to know specifically what is I'm doing. How do I fix that? I want to demonstrate a willingness to improve, but I also want to know, hey, what am I doing specifically that makes him think I'm not being a leader? So how do I get to that so I can actually improve?
Yeah. This is the heart of our guidance. And if you're not sure what your boss means, ask him or her for specific examples. Okay. Don't say, I don't understand, because the boss believes she's introducing conflict into the relationship. All bosses do when they think they're giving negative feedback, whether it's vague or not. If you say, I don't understand, it will come across as, I disagree. The other thing that will happen is your boss will simply repeat what she just said, maybe with some different words. And in our experience, when they do use different words, the result is still vague and unhelpful. So, I'll give some suggestions, but the key thing is you're going to try to drive them to describe what you did from the vagueness that they share. Like, for instance, well, you're not a leader, or there are times when you're annoying. And I've said before on shows that I find the idea that somebody is annoying is a bit of a chuckle, because the only way somebody's annoying is if the recipient got annoyed, okay? In which case, you'd have to say, you annoy me, in which case I'd say, aren't you responsible for your own emotional state? No, I engage in behavior and you decided to be annoyed. But anyway, that's a whole nother discussion there. So here are some things you can say. Now, the first two things I'm going to say are keeping in line with points one and point two from the first part of this cast. I might say, thanks, boss. Always good to hear about improvements I can make. Can you give me an example or two? Or I could say, thanks, good to know. Do any specific instances or times come to mind when you're thinking about that particular behavior or that issue? Or I could say, appreciate that, boss. Always good to hear ways I can improve. Can you recommend anything specific I could do to overcome this?
Now, does this always work?
No. Oh, gosh. No. Oh, gosh. With some bosses, nothing will work. Some bosses are not willing to dig enough into their direct's behavioral patterns to really understand what the direct did. They just know they were annoyed or irritated or the customer complained. I'm amazed at the number of executives who a customer complains to and the executive turns around and says, you pissed that customer off. And the sales rep says, well, what did I do? He says, I don't know. He doesn't like you though.
That's helpful.
Come on.
Yeah, really.
Challenge the customer. If the customer's good, he won't mind saying, hey, look, I'll tell the guy, but tell me what he did. And if a customer said to me, if I was the VP and the customer said to me, well, I don't know, I just don't like him, I'd say, you know what? I always appreciate you giving me input. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, but then I may choose not to share it with my direct.
Exactly. It would depend on the direct. But in some cases, I would turn to the direct and go, look, the guy gave me some feedback. It was vague. He doesn't like you. I want you to be on your best behavior for the next couple of calls. That's the best I could do. Now, a smart customer will say, yeah, he did this, and he did this, and he did this. In which case, the VP turns around and goes, look, dude, in your last sales call, you did A, B, C. Don't do that anymore. Right?
Yeah, and the guy could be annoyed with the sales guy because he didn't offer him a 30% discount.
Exactly.
And it's against company policy. Well, okay. So you're gonna get on your direct about that?
I don't think so. Yeah. So, for instance, again, phrasing. Can you give me an example or two? Do specific times or instances come to mind? Or can you recommend anything specific I could do? Okay. Again, it may not always work. But with some managers, your probe is going to cause them to share enough that you can actually sink your teeth into changing that behavior. And look, if you get back more vagueness, if they say, well, some customers are annoyed by you. Well, okay, thanks, boss. I always want to try to get better. It's important that my customers like me. Any specific instances come to mind? No, I just heard some rumors. You know, that's the way some people are. Sometimes they just get annoyed. blah, 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 which, you know, gosh, we just want to shoot that guy in the face. But anyway, if you get more vagueness back, you could say, what did I do that wasn't helpful? What could I have said differently? Okay. And in both cases, we're asking for behaviors, things we did or things we said, either one. Now, look, if you ask twice and you don't get anything, put your tail between your legs, say thank you, and walk out, because you're not going to get anything.
Yeah. Okay, so what else can I do? I mean, let's say I don't get, I ask for a more specific, you know, feedback on some of my behaviors. I don't get it. What are some other tools that I might use to understand where my boss is coming from and maybe some things that I'm doing that don't work for him particularly well?
Yeah, it's not primary guidance, but one of the things I've used to great effect coaching lots of managers and executives and even some individual contributors is taking a DISC profile, okay? Many of you have heard us talk about DISC before. It's a behavioral profile instrument. It's incredibly accurate. It's incredibly statistically valid. And the DISC profile is built around behavioral patterns and behavioral preferences. Now, probably the people who are listening who are very familiar with the manager tools community will know what we're talking about when we say DISC. But for those of you who aren't familiar with DISC, it's similar to, and yet at the same time very different from, the Myers-Briggs something something MBTI. I know that's what it's saying. I know that's the acronym. And look, guys, to be clear, you don't have to get your DISC profile through us. I do think we offer it pretty cheaply, but there are hundreds of firms that offer it. You just want to make sure that when you do your DISC, you do your DISC through a distributor that uses Inscape, because we believe Inscape's DISC test is the most valid. And take the test. It takes like 20 minutes, 28 questions, and you'll find out what your DISC profile is. When you go to the back of the book, you'll read your classical pattern. And the beauty of DISC profiles is that it focuses on behaviors. Okay? So you're going to get back a detailed behavioral pattern for you. And it's surprisingly accurate considering you only answer 28 questions. So the way to use it in conjunction with this kind of vague feedback we're talking is to read your profile and find in the profile where there are parallels with your boss's vagueness. An example might be, I'm a high D, high I, and one of the phrases in my profile that always hurts my feelings is the inspirational person, which is what my profile is often considered to be manipulative. And if my boss said, yeah, Mark, sometimes people feel like you're a little too smooth. Well, if I read the part about manipulative, I would say, aha, okay. This is scientific proof that what my boss is telling me is true, and I need to read the rest of my profile to find out where there are behaviors. They'll list other behaviors that I can engage in to overcome the perception of being slick or manipulative or whatever else is in my profile. Usually the profile is going to show you what behaviors you tend to engage in, and it's likely that some of those things taken to an extreme are what your boss doesn't like. And your boss has talked about it in vague terms like arrogant or abrasive, but the profile will actually talk about specific behaviors. Tends to be pushy, tends to interrupt, tends to talk over people, tends to insist on having his way rather than collaborating. Okay, all of those are examples of things that you could say, okay, I'm beginning to see certain situations where I might have done that, and I could see where my boss would have drawn the conclusion that I was, let's say, abrasive. So DISC will give you more behavioral phrases or ideas that might be helpful in terms of translating your boss's vague guidance. And I think a DISC profile is around $30. And in most cases, most of you listening, your company will pay for it.
Yeah. It's a valuable tool for a number of reasons. And this is just one use that you can get out of it.
Yep.
And I don't think we've ever really specifically talked about going to the Managed Tools forums in a formal way as a way of getting guidance, right? Particularly around a specific cast, but that's another resource people can avail themselves of, right?
Yeah, I always feel like talking about the forums or things we do, like coming to a conference, is a bit like using a word itself in its own definition. It doesn't seem right. But the fact is, there's a huge installed base of questions and answers in the Manager Tools forums. We probably should have talked about it years ago. The forums are free. All you have to do is register on our site, okay? There are hundreds of managers there every day regularly. And you simply go to the forums and post a question. You might put down, my boss has told me recently that I'm too hard on people. I tend to be too brusque. Can anyone make suggestions about what I might be able to do about that? And you're going to get, because the Manager Tools forums are full of people who understand the Manager Tools mantra of focusing on behavior, you're going to get several suggestions of different behaviors you can engage in. Now, look, maybe none of them will seem exactly right. Let's not forget that these are people who have never met you before. But you're going to get some different perspectives if you're still stuck on going, what the heck does my boss mean when he says I'm arrogant? Because I'm nervous all the time that people are going to find out I really don't know what I'm doing. How could I possibly be thought of as arrogant? And yet, that's decidedly true in many cases. And look, several years ago, I tried to get peers or colleagues of the person who had this problem involved to help the person who had gotten the feedback. I told them, why don't you turn to your friends, your peers, your colleagues in the firm? And if you're thinking about doing that, I would recommend you not do that, because I was surprised the number of times I suggested that to a manager or an executive. I was surprised by the lack of candor displayed by the associates, the colleagues, even the friends of the person who would receive the feedback. And the great thing about the forums is these aren't your friends. They don't know you. That means it may not be as crisp as you would like. They won't have firsthand experience of the behaviors you've engaged in, but they will be willing to tell you what they think because they don't know you.
Yeah.
And look, worst case, if you don't get any good replies in the forums, send an email to Manager Tools, and the staff will provide some suggestions, including me. If you've got a forum thread that you're not getting good answers to, we'll be happy to jump in and make some suggestions as well.
Good. Okay, so I've done all those things. I'm working, and I'm one of these folks that, look, I've got some feedback, as poor as it was, and I've managed to figure out, by hook or crook, some things I can do to improve my performance in this specific area. What next? I've been working on it for a couple months. How do I reinforce that with my boss that I'm actually making progress, or make sure that what I'm doing is actually working?
Yeah, I think if you do decide to work on the areas alluded to by your boss, not stated, because if he states it, it's behavior, but he's being vague, so he's alluding to things. That's good. Good. And I want you to stick with it. And when you start, put a tickler or a teaser or a reminder on your calendar 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now to ask your boss for an update on the specific areas that she gave you the vague guidance in. Now, some people probably oughtn't put 6 months on there because they can't sustain a change effort for a full 6 months. And I'd be willing to bet that's the majority of people listening. Some people can. They'll have weekly reminders, always be working on this, got to keep that up to speed, and they can remind themselves every Wednesday of every week, and that'll help them. Most people probably can keep it in their head for about 3 months, and then at 3 months, they ought to be asking their boss, hey, have you seen any more of that? Are you still concerned about that? Does that bother you? And look, even if you haven't made much headway, guys, the fact that you bring it up to your boss will send a message to him or her strong enough that some bosses are going to realize that they haven't noticed, and you'll get credit for improving the weakness. In other words, they stop looking for it. When you mention it, they realize they haven't seen it, and you get credit for the self-improvement process. Now, I'd love to say that the world was better than that, but it's not, and I've seen that happen an awful lot.
Yeah, I tell you, most bosses out there, when you make improvement on something they've given you feedback,
yep,
that is a huge,
huge plus.
Huge plus, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it just sends a message that it's not a one-off situation, that you're willing to put diligent, extended effort into a self-improvement process, which is a hallmark of a great manager or executive. Simple.
There you go.
All right. So wrapping up real quick, we got to say thanks. We got to express a desire to get better. Both of those things are a little bit of buffer to give us some time to calm down from the sting of getting some vague feedback, which we don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it's anonymous. Okay. Then we ask for specific examples. Might not be a bad idea to take a DISC profile and come to the forums to find out what you might learn, suggestions from other people who don't know you but are willing to be candid with you. And then after a 3 to 6 month process of you trying to get better, ask your boss for input about whether or not they've seen what was problematic before. And if they haven't, you're going to get bonus points for having licked the problem and brought it back to your boss's attention. More input on how you can be more effective is always better. Don't get defensive. Welcome it. Too many of us show our frustration when we get guidance or feedback that's kind of vague, when in fact what we should be doing is showing appreciation and trying to get busy actioning it. Because good, better, best, never let me rest until my good is better and my better best.
There you go. All right, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
All righty. We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it.
We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.